you'll find that those children have no guile about them at all. And they can look right into your soul, and sometimes they'll have little bitty scrawny necks with great big old heads. But that doesn't mean that that sixth finger won't look funny.
Is though everyone upset?
Not all of them, because...
No,
if
it's,
you,
it's a name. Is Flora Reverend one of them?
No. None of them are on this planet right now. In the area... Let me speak, please. In the area that, you know, they are being held in secret, some of them on a ranch in the place called Vancouver, British Columbia, others in the Pyrenees, that is close to Spain for those of you that flunked geography, and others up in the mountains in Peru. There are others that are off planet that are going back and forth and being tested on how they can handle this planet's atmosphere. It's very difficult for most of them right now, simply because there is a lot of shaking and moving going on with the harmonic convergence call. Coming up, and after that point, the atoms on this planet will start to move more rapidly, and the atmosphere will not be as dense, because most of the denial will be blowing off. Yes, Jeff?
No, I was just wondering how the ET Earthbound race mix differs from a star sea. I'm just curious.
All right.
That's
a good question. If you look at the idea of star seed, you will see that star seed came from earlier genetic experiments on this planet. What you term star seed right now is one basic group that started in the time of your Bible when the 12 tribes of Israel were formed. I told you that I was one of three that were mothers of, I was mother of six of the 12 tribes of Israel. The two others, one a concubine, and the other wife, had between them, I guess the concubine had two, and you'll have to do the rest of the addition. But if you look at it, it was at that time that the Venusian seed was put in six, and that was the female aspect, the gene of Isis. In other words, six of the 12 tribes were going to be more of the female meld. They were going to be a little bit more right brain, a little bit more artistic, a little bit more creative. And on the other side, they were going to carry the Mars seed. And on that side, they were going to be intellectual and analytical and brains. And to see how, in male and female babies, that worked out was very interesting. Then there were many other genetic experiments later on where we brought in Pleiadian characteristics, where we brought in the characteristics of those of Saturn and Jupiter, where we brought in Reticulum, and we brought in Antares and Arcturus and Sirius and different genes and chromosomes that would allow these physical forms that you use as bodies to expand, in a sense, so that the psychic energy could flow up and down the spinal column when the being that was that star seed decided to activate the pineal. But there are many unactivated because they never made that decision. It means that your bodies are 100% humanoid Earth, but that comes from a series of genetic experiments, many, many, many genetic experiments. And the difference between that, and who else did you want to compare it to? The ET children coming
yes.
in?
Yes.
All right. Is that you take what has already been perfected over millennia, which is what you call a starseed body, and then there are male and female star seed that since the time they were 5 to 9 years old have been going back and forth. Lots of missing time experiences going up on the ships. Little bits of flesh has been taken, blood has been taken, hair samples, to see how they were adapting to this transmutation process that's going on during the harmonic convergence. At the same time, ovum and sperm were taken from these beings and held in freezer compartments, some of it being given to those beings from Reticulum whose race is dying out because they have forgotten the human touch and the heart to heart and love and caring that is necessary to keep their race alive. They went way too much into the intellect and the technology. Other sperm and ovum have been hosted in different Pleiadian bodies, which is going to produce an almost identical to Earth person human form. Others have been used with the Antares and the Arcturian, and the children from Arcturus are going to be awesome. You would see them as your Olympian gods and goddesses, toe-headed children with sky blue eyes. And they are quite something. They could mix in your race instantly and no one would know. But the ones from Reticulum and the ones that have been mixed with some of the other nearby, I will say extraterrestrials, are a bit different looking.
Are the ones from Reticulum, what they're writing about in the book, Intruders?
Yes. Okay. Now, if you look at the book Intruders and the small beings from Reticulum with the very large dark eyes, they are trying to learn how to be emotional and how to love again. Now let's talk about for just a moment the fear that has been created by this book. There are several different experiments that have gone on. Those that do not remember and are having to go through hypnosis are one group. And that was an experiment to see how they could handle it psychologically. But they themselves as souls, before they ever took the bodies that carried the starseed line, agreed to go through and be that part of the experiment. Not only that, they were the very ones that abused their power in Atlantis and still had a fear of experimenting on others. So they agreed to be experimented upon. The Lemurian aspect, however, are many of those starseed that are in and had been in Atlantis but had not abused their power. The experimentation side, that is the side that went into metaphysics, started to understand the spirit, the mass consciousness, the fact that we are all one and it makes no difference if we have green skin or purple skin or short bodies or seven toes or whatever. We are all cells within the body of God. Those beings have the same marks. If you will look on this instrument's leg, you will see a purple kind of dot here. That was when she was 9 years old. The Reticulans took a sample of flesh out of her left leg by the front of her shin. She also has a hole on her hip where more skin was taken, and she has produced 35 starseed E.T. children. Unfortunately, her ovaries would become cyst infested after so many were taken, and she finally ended up having to get a hysterectomy. But 9 of those starseed will be able to come to this planet because the extraterrestrial mother that hosted her ovum could not carry the child to term. But many, many, many of you, whether you know it or not, have given your ovum and your sperm and have your children being taught. Some of you would think that you had had funny pregnancies, pregnancies that lasted maybe only 2 or 3 weeks, sometimes 2 or 3 months, and then nothing. For the child was hosted in your body for that long. Others on birth control devices or pills were suddenly pregnant. And many, many of these women that have given so wonderfully of themselves have formed the new seed race. You will find that you men too have given your sperm and have created the beauty of this new race. And during the harmonic convergence, you're going to start remembering. Yes, Donna, it's true. So wipe the tears away from your eyes and let somebody put their arm around you and know that you did a good job. Yes. Sometimes, let me tell you why. When a child was artificially inseminated, in other words, what you would call like an immaculate conception, and you didn't know why you got pregnant or how in the world it happened, and then after a 3-month period or around a 3-month period that child was not taken, you did not start your menstrual cycle, the child was still there, and you decided to get an abortion or whatever. Many times that child was taken the night before the abortion, and what was left was the placenta. Other times the child could not be taken because the host mother had had sexual intercourse with a human man 2 or 3 weeks prior to the child being taken. And there was, let us say, a blending of energies that did not allow that child a pure birth. Feel your grief, ladies. There are several that are crying, and know that what you have done is give life to your planet. And you don't need to feel abused or used or controlled, for that was not the purpose. You volunteered as mothers of the creative force of this universe to give those children to the earth and to other civilizations beyond this one that needed a touch of your humanness, your compassion, your love. Don't grieve for children you think are dead, for they are living. And you will see them again. Yes, Dave?
Is there going to be another place of safety like it was used in past years?
Is what going to be a place of safety?
Is Petra Petra being a place of safety in the last past years?
Petra?
Yes.
I'm not familiar with it. Could you tell me where it is?
It's over in Europe, where they were set. They kept their, God's kept them there for quite a few years, and they gave them manna.
For the Jews.
For a certain percentage of people. Some of the fundamentals over here say for 144,000 or
so. All right. Now, you are from Europe. Do you know the place Petra?
Right. I think in Greece.
No, it's surrounded by mountains. There's only one entrance in and one entrance out.
You don't know in which country?
No, I don't. I have a lot of books. Old books.
Petra.
They're around 1870. The books were drawing by David Roberts.
I will have to check. Can you hold on for just a moment? Yes, I know what you're talking about. If you look at Petra, what you are looking at is the secret place I was telling you that is in the Pyrenees Mountains. And it is where starseed children and children of light have lived for many hundreds of years with the Great White Brotherhood. However, it will always has been and will continue to be a place of safety, but only for those that know how to get there. So the idea was, when the veil was lifted, if you were supposed to be there, you'd go into your own consciousness and remember how to get in. I do understand that, yes. Yes,
what
dear?
What does Ankara play for the Lord? If it's a country with water up.
Well, if you look at the idea that most places that are surrounded by water are going to have a great deal of water over them, but it will reside like a tidal wave or a monsoon. But it doesn't necessarily mean that that place is going to go underwater permanently. Yes, Jeff?
How are our bodies changing? Because I know mine is changing to a crystal base, and in fact, when I put color crystals around my neck, within about 24 hours of it, they turn clear. Why are our bodies changing like this?
Look at the idea that within this transformation, the earth itself is changing as that astral form of earth separates from the physical form. What is going to be keeping the astral form together is the vibrations of the 40% of earth's crust, which is quartz. Now, you have had many, many different types of bodies. You have had a body that was made of ethers. And now we are at the fourth stage in evolution, which is the carbon-based physical meat body or flesh body. Before that was silica body. And as you move through the idea of having this carbon-based body, you will learn that as it transmutes, it is going into a diamond-based body. It will still feel physical, but it will be of a much lighter material. Light will be able to flow through it, literally and etherically. That diamond or crystal body is the type of body that will be necessary within the fourth dimension of awareness or the fourth density. For there will no longer be denial, which makes it very solid. The ridges of denial within the carbon body are what gives the idea of dis-ease. There will be no illness in the diamond body. You will be able to leave and return astrally at will. You will also be able to travel with the diamond body, having that body operating in two places at once. Now this is going to take a little bit of evolution here, kids. You understand?
I want to ask about the...
Can you talk over this way?
Oh yes, I want to ask about the children, all the children of the world after the harmonic convergence.
Don't worry about the children of the world, Glorianda. Let me tell you, they don't carry nearly as much garbage around as all of the adults. They're going to think that it's going to be a great new fun game, so let's play! And they won't be so serious about it. It's the ones that have gone into that adult stage where they're going to be scratching their heads and going, this can't be real. I know what's real because so-and-so, 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 so-and-so told me, not because I decided it. And the children will look at it and say, I've got a whole bunch of new fairy-like friends and I'm going to have a ball. Yes, Kelly?
What about having more children?
Why not? There are lots and lots and lots of very evolved souls that need physical bodies to work through.
So it's safe, you say it's safe to go ahead and consider?
How safe do you want to be? So safe that you never let the baby out of the womb?
No.
There's always a danger in pregnancy that during labor or transition that you're not going to give birth. But that's just because that's the way it goes. Sometimes the body says, gee, this is tough. I don't like pushing this hard. I'm going to go on relax mode for a few minutes, and that's when the baby needs to come. But as far as safe, what do you mean safe? Are these children going to grow up in a world of hunger? No way. Are these children going to be born to conscious parents? They wouldn't have picked you otherwise. Are these children here for a reason? You'd better believe it. And if you think you're going to be their teacher, watch out. It's safe. Nuclear war has not been a possibility for ages, even though a lot of people are still thinking it is. What about what else?
What about single parenting and you know, who are having children without being in partners?
Who cares? Why is that old moray or standard of denial blocking anyone from giving life to the world? Let me tell you, a lot of you are already single parents. And if you think that you're a single parent of the one physical child you have living on this earth, you're wrong. You have over 22 others upstairs. Yes, sir?
I asked you before if I could ask.
Just a minute, Maria, the man behind you. Please speak up, sir.
Hi. I have trouble distinguishing between helping somebody from my heart and being attached emotionally.
All right. That's a good one.
There are several friends of mine that I want them to be with me. And it's hard for me to
Good idea. Let's take a look at it. You can't let them go for very long if you feel, and the question was that how to distinguish between helping from the heart and being attached emotionally. I'll tell you that there's not one person in this room that doesn't have that addiction. And you even have an addiction to having a physical body. And the idea is to let go and let go and let go and let go and let go. I'm not saying let go and let God, right? For that's let go and let God. For that is surrendering to the universe and just allowing the flow to go through you. You've got to let somebody else do that too. And when you look at the idea of the harmonic convergence and people going one way and you going another, there is going to be some hurt. Simply because you would have liked to have seen them happy, but how can you judge whether or not they're going to be happy? And the idea of helping someone from the heart is through assistance, assisting them in what they need to be doing the most for themselves, not what you want them to be doing. For if you help them from the heart, you can get stabbed in that same heart. For that was not their pathway. And if you look at being emotionally attached to the outcome, you want to see them doing such and so and being happy. But they may want to be doing something totally different and being happy. So the line of demarcation comes when you can look at yourself and say, am I taking this person on as a project? Am I insisting, and answer with total truth, that they do it my way? And that is the emotional attachment. For within you, that same desire to help can also be a cover memory or a denial of the fact that you wish to control them because you see them going into a brick wall 150 miles an hour. And the emotional attachment is, my God, I want to stop this. That person is going to hurt themselves and I love them. Does that mean that your love is going to be worthless? Does that mean that what you gave them was not received? No, it simply means that that person has the right to accept that love and continue to have free will. I hope that helps a little bit. Yes, sir.
What about cleansing out yourself from all this attachment that you are giving out to all kinds of emotions for this kind of clearing?
All right, so what is the question exactly? Let me restate it and see if I got you right. What you want to know is, when you are clearing all of your own emotions, should you be clearing yourself of attachments to other people?
I could.
Or attachments to other things?
I want to ask for direct instruction, how to put it in your heart, to give it proper pink color, to let go of...
All right. Becoming detached, all right, has to do with you. It's not the people that you are seeing and helping outside of you. It's Y-O-U. And if you love someone enough to let them go, then you have detached yourself from the need to love and be loved only if that person will do what you want them to, or you'll do what they want to, etc., etc., etc. The way to detach from that is look at the word allow. Let's start with the A, and you can write this down if you want to. It's going to be a good one. If you look at the word allow, right? Big letters, A-L-L-O-W, down the page, and we're going to make a sentence with each one. All right? Everyone ready? Anyone take shorthand?
No.
Good, I'll go slow. All things are whole. In the capital I, not E-Y-E, of God. That goes in front of the A on allow. If you take the L as the first letter of the next line, look at love, loves best without strings. And the next L, life continues to live. In all beings, through eternity. The O, omnipotence, is knowing there is no separation. And that's not the rest, that's just the first part of that sentence, all right? Separation is the lie. Is a lie. And then W. With or without the illusions of life or death. We all will return to the ever-living one. That is allowing. You can get it from someone else, Ellie. So let us look at the idea of how to allow ourselves those same rights to life. Within the idea of wholeness, the ones that you may think you are going to lose may at the very last moment do a 180-degree turn and come sit in your lap and say, "Now, what was that you were telling me?" But your addiction to worry and not trusting that everyone will be in their perfect and proper place is what is putting little holes in your energy field and letting all of that beautiful energy leak out. Close your eyes and pull in those golden fibers and say, "Whoops, that's the line I spent on worry," and roll it up and put it right back in your tummy. "Whoops, that's the line I spilt on guilt." Well, roll that up and put it back inside. "That's a line that I spent on wasting time on somebody that didn't want to hear how cool I was and how evolved I am, because they already knew it because they were doing the same thing," or whatever. Just pull it in, pull it in, pull it in, pull it in. And know that it's all you. Every bit of it is you, and within the harmonic convergence, you should look for similarities and not differences. Look at how much you are all alike. The Bible thumper in Kentucky and the metaphysician in New York. The California surfer who's ready for the wave. Better than riding the pipeline on the north side of Kona. Just look at it. Everyone is creating, and everyone is creating in a beautiful way. They are creating in such a way that you may not agree with it, but by golly, if you could see it from this perspective, it's beautiful. People have gotten themselves into such messes and tied themselves up and hung themselves out to dry for so long that when you see them getting into that corner, painting themselves into the corner, and then having the wherewithal and the energy to cut through every bit of it and continue to shine, maybe you viewed it at the moment when the mess was the worst. Watch that person take their power and continue to shine. What time is it? Your time.
I have a question about...
Well, before your question, I'm going to give you a short 5-minute break. You've built up some energy in here. And when we come back, after we ground this instrument, we're going to continue for a little while. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Thank you.